you know, Richmond has had a difficult recovery period. We looked at the 200 largest metropolitan economies in the world and ranked them on their recent economic growth. And Richmond placed 191st of those 200 metropolitan areas, with very little change in per capita income and actually job losses occurring over the past year.
I noticed a footnote in the cover letter that suggested that steep cuts in state government services were partially responsible. How did you glean that information?
Yeah, a lot of state capitals in the United States, national capitals elsewhere in Western Europe, I think are feeling the effects of a new austerity at the government budget level that are affecting most the places that have the highest concentrations in government employment and government-related services like education and healthcare. So Richmond is certainly one of those in the U.S. context.
And we're rated as being in partial recovery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the partial recovery reflects the fact that while you've stabilized on your per capita income, you continued to shed jobs last year.
Of course, the larger picture here is the suggestion that momentum has shifted. Could you speak to that for the 200 largest?
Sure. I mean, there's certainly been a continuing shift going on in the global economy wherein, you know, before the recession, growth centers could be found in both the United States and Europe as well as the developing world. Now, much more of that momentum has shifted to these developing markets and countries like China, in the Latin America region, in Eastern Europe. The top performer in our index last year was Shanghai.
And, of course, we're talking about percentages of growth. And I think it's important to note also, as you did, that the mature cities still have a lot of economic clout. And I look at numbers like per capita income, where Shanghai is like $7,300, and Richmond is $46,000. It's sort of hard not to note that when we're looking at the economic health of a place.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, at the end of the day, it's these developed market metro areas that for the time being are going to generate most of the demand in the world. So how they do is largely going to dictate the direction of the global economy. That said, I think, you know, U.S., European metro areas would be remiss if they didn't at least turn their sights partially towards these developing markets for the long run and think about, well, what are the opportunities there and how can we help satisfy them by providing, you know, high quality, high-end services and goods that the growing global middle class is going to demand.
Alan Berube is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. I'm Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.